You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. John, here's something really sobering to consider. Mm-hmm. If African Americans, right, if African Americans comprised a nation, that nation would rank 16th in the world for the number of people living with AIDS. And that's according to a new report from the Black AIDS Institute, which is a Los Angeles advocacy group. It estimates, that report, that nearly 600,000 African Americans are living with HIV and another 30,000 are becoming infected every year, and that's out of a population of roughly 40 million African Americans. Joining us now is Kai Wright, who writes about AIDS and health issues within the African American community. He's a columnist for The Root and the publications editor at the Black AIDS Institute. And Kai, you edited this latest report. It is a startling number. Explain it to us.
Well, it's a fairly straightforward concept. We've had for about 12 years now an understanding of the American epidemic as one giant whole being under control, and so we think about that as opposed to the global epidemic, where we see where we've thought of it as, you know, something that's raging out of control. And the point that we were making is that you have to look at specific populations within the American epidemic. And when you break out African Americans, you see an epidemic that is on par with the global epidemic. And so, for instance, the prevalence rate amongst African Americans, which is about 2%, is unmatched outside of sub-Saharan Africa. I believe it would be the fourth highest prevalence rate in the world. Outside of sub-Saharan Africa.
So that's the fraction of the total population that's actually infected.
Yes.
Wow.
This has been sort of building over the course of our, you know, now close to 30 years of dealing with this in the U.S. There's been a slow and steady increase in the infection rates, and a slow and steady increase amongst the share of the epidemic that is African American.
And one that's not always been necessarily recognized as such, given the fact that just this weekend, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, announced that they had been underreporting the number of HIV cases in the United States for more than a decade, and particularly among African Americans. What do you think explains that?
Well, I mean, they've been they didn't have the technology to count it as well. So they were counting older, they were able to count the diagnoses, but not the infections. So we knew when people showed up at the doctor and got diagnosed, but we didn't know exactly how many people were getting infected. So they were undercounting it by about 40%. But they reaffirmed what we already knew, what we'd been talking about, that both African Americans and gay and bisexual men of all races are a disproportionate number of those infected.
So what issues do you think help us understand why there is this significant increase in the African American community? And let's talk about some of the myths, right, as well as some of the realities.
Right. I mean, it's the million-dollar question. I think that, you know, it's a good starting point to remember that there are many, many things that African Americans, health-wise, many, many preventable illnesses that African Americans are disproportionately impacted by. And so it in some ways comes as no surprise that, you know, if from diabetes to heart disease to asthma, it in some ways comes as no surprise that we would also be so dramatically impacted by HIV. But
so do you say it? You think it's a question of access to medical help? But wait a second. Let me ask this from the macro view. In terms of preventing the disease and in terms of treating the disease, what's happening in the African American community that's not happening at the community at large that creates this enormous disparity?
Right. Well, there are many, many things. I mean, one of the things that we talk about in the report is that the African American epidemic is generalized. in the same way that the global epidemic is generalized, meaning that it cuts across a whole bunch of different populations. It's not just one group within the community. And so you have to address the entire community. You can't just address pieces of the community. That's not something we have done enough of.
Specifically, what do you mean?
So you can't do a campaign that is targeting just injection drug users. You have to do those campaigns. You have to do campaigns that target gay men, that is specifically target injection drug users. But you also have to do campaigns that target the entire community.
Is that because we hear a lot sometimes that it's about homophobia, let's say, in the black church, because that is such a center of the black community, or that African Americans are just more sexually promiscuous? Those are some of the reasons, myths, that are thrown into the mix as to why there is this difference in the number of HIV incidents.
Well, an interesting point is that actually at least in terms of reported behavior, African Americans are not engaged in more risky behavior than other race groups, and that's another comparison to the global epidemic, where there's this gap between risk and the outcome. So despite the fact that there's not a higher level of risk, there's a higher level of infection, and that's about a whole host of things. It's about some simple stuff. Untreated STDs, for instance, will significantly increase the likelihood that you will contract HIV when you encounter it. African Americans have a much higher rate of undiagnosed and untreated STDs.
And that, among so many issues that no doubt are going to be vigorously debated, not only along with your report, but along with all of the information that's coming out of the International AIDS Conference that's currently taking place in Mexico City. Kai Wright, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Kai Wright is a columnist for The Root and a publications editor for the Black AIDS Institute, and he recently edited the latest report on AIDS in the African American community. And now we go to Femi Oke for the latest headlines.
I actually have a cousin called Kemi Oke, but she doesn't do the news.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.